Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
From the WEEI studios, 93.7 WEEI-FM and HD1, Lawrence, Boston, and Odyssey Sports Station.
Offensively for you, no rust, hit seven threes. What did that rim look like?
White contested three. My goodness.
Just trying to get good looks, get good shots, and knock them down when I take them. So just got to keep going, and a lot of credit to the team.
And his brilliance has been incredible.
Ho-hum. Celtics do what we all expected last night against the Cleveland Cavaliers. Beat them down 120-95. I'm not sure I expected Derek White to stay as locked in as he was. Seven threes last night, which was superior to his teammate Jaylen Brown. Four three-pointers, 32 points. They were hot. Cavs weren't. Series feels like it's already over, barely before it starts. You're already snickering, Mego. You disagree?
No, I'm laughing. I'm enjoying myself. Is that allowed?
No, it's allowed. I don't see this team winning any games. I don't think the Celtics are going to get pushed at all in this series, which might be a good thing with Porzingis out. But one game in, I feel like it's a giant waste of time. Like, I feel like this series is already a giant waste of time. Like, can you bring on New York, please? Can we just get to New York? This series feels like a waste of time already. Yep. Last night was a waste of time.
Feels like a shoot around. Like, all right, let's go. Come on. This is sad. Mercy rule. Come on. But I can still enjoy it. Like, if they just cruise through.
What was enjoyable? What was enjoyable about that?
No, it was pretty boring. I stayed up and watched the OKC game for a little while after, and then that got boring, too. I mean, all around, this round of NBA playoffs is not incredibly inspiring outside of New York.
I enjoyed Paul Pierce's ensemble that he was wearing with the chains and everything. That was cool. I enjoyed that. And the sunglasses. He looked cool. Other than that, I didn't care much.
Look, I'm not taking
it. It's a nice win.
The Celtics did exactly what I thought. When I say it's a waste of time, the Celtics are going to kick the crap out of this team. They're way better than this team. They're going to sweep them. And so when I say it's a waste of time, that's what I mean. I want to get to the games that matter. I want to get to the important games and a chance for the Celtics to get pushed a little bit. They're not going to get pushed by this team. It's a one-player team. That's a one-player team over there. That's all the Cavs have. Mitchell and no one else. And so, what about when Jared Allen comes back? Don't care. Oh, what if Darius Garland gets hot? Don't care. Not a good team. And so I want to focus on the Celtics and one guy who is not carrying his weight. And that's what we'll start here today on Jones and Mego with Arkan on WEEI. Of course, all your thoughts on the game last night, if you have them, if you even made it through until the end and bothered to watch until the finish, it was over in the first quarter, 617-779-7937. You can vote in our big question of the day up now at Jones and Mego. How far can the Celtics go without better performances from Jason Tatum? And this is what Christian Arkan sent last night in our Slack channel after the game. He said, the only thing interesting about the game is that Tatum kind of sucks, and this team is demolishing everyone anyway. Nice for now. Would hate to see it become routine if they can't get out of it once they aren't playing some pushover team that's just happy to be there. Arcand, explain yourself. Tatum sucks and you don't want him to get into bad habits?
Yeah, I mean, he's doing other things, and it does seem like Cleveland's going to do the same thing Miami did, which is try and blitz him all the time, leaving guys open left and right to hit these three-pointers. But he hasn't been doing much, and when he has gotten his chance to get his offense going, he can't. He was missing threes. He's really, I think, not as aggressive lately, and part of that is the defense. I understand that. And he is making plays and, you know, passing off and getting his assist totals up, kind of. He only had like four or five last night.
He had five.
I think that there are things he's doing well, but in general, if you want to win the championship, then I don't think you can do it with Jason Tatum sort of doing what he's doing right now. I just feel like that's a routine that you can win against Cleveland, you can win against Miami without Jimmy Butler, you can maybe even win against the Knicks, but I do think that if that's the way that they're going to go, if that's the routine that they're going to get in, I'd hate to see them get stuck in that when they have to play Denver or Minnesota or OKC or one of these other teams that is going to match their firepower.
So to jump in, what you're talking about isn't the raw numbers. Although we did this last week. I mean, he's averaging 21 a game, which sounds good on the surface.
Well, but not for him, it doesn't.
It's less than Jaylen Brown. It's less than Derek White. But you don't go, oh, this guy's scoring 20 a game. He sucks, right? About 11 rebounds a game, about 5 assists a game, right? These are his postseason averages through 6 games thus far. What we're talking about is the efficiency or lack thereof. He's 41% from the floor. He is 25% from three in the postseason. That includes 18 points last night on 7 out of 19, 37% shooting, 0 for 5 from three. So what we're really talking about is Tatum being efficient, and the same thing we've talked about in the past. Like, when things aren't happening and Derek White isn't knocking down 7 threes, and the Celtics struggled to start shooting last night. Not Derek White necessarily, but the team struggled to start shooting. I think the numbers finished okay. When you score 120 points, they're going to finish okay. They were 39% from three, 18 threes. But they weren't super hot from three early on in the game. So this isn't the same old story where they hit their threes, they win, they miss their threes, they lose. But Tatum's going to stand out more in a game where Derek White isn't bombing away and Jaylen Brown isn't carrying the team. And you can make the argument, and maybe you want to, at 617-779-7937. You can make the argument Tatum's taking a back seat purposefully. He's being passive to work everybody else in. I personally don't believe that, but maybe you do. I just think he's not playing well. And so the question is, how far can they go without better performances from him? They'll lose to the Cavs. I don't think many people feel that way after last night, but you can vote that way. They'll lose in the Eastern Conference Final. We think to New York, could be Indiana. They'll lose in the finals. A lot of people are afraid of Minnesota. The big scary Nuggets aren't so scary anymore. And all the way to banner 18, they're going to win without Tatum and Porzingis, some people believe. You can vote now at Jones and Mego. Mego, how'd you vote?
I voted lose in the finals. I think that they could make it back to the finals because the East is so weak. The East is so bad. But once you get to the finals, yeah, I know. Denver doesn't look like I thought they were going to. They're a mess. I do think Minnesota is a real team. I'm a little curious about OKC. I don't think they're as dominant as I thought Denver was or as Minnesota is. But I think when you get back there, Jones and Arcan, I'll toss this over to you too. How many circumstances can you remember where an NBA championship team was in the finals and on the way there and in the finals, their star player in their prime wasn't the one that carried them there? Wasn't the one that dominated a series or, you know, was the leader on the floor. Like, I hear all these narratives around the city talking about Jason Tatum and he's being a spectacular teammate and he's got this all-around game and he's such a difference maker on rebounds and everything. And that's a nice idea, but it's not really what's happening. And I say that because if you, okay, just look at the stats of his playoffs compared to last year. You name some of the shooting numbers. The shooting numbers are flat out bad right now, and he's on a three-point shooting team. His three-point shooting performance has been really bad. And on top of that, his rebounds are 10.5 per game. It's exactly the same as his playoff numbers last year. His assists are 5.3 a game average, exactly the same as last year. He's attempting fewer shots, so he's giving those around. But the shooting percentage just isn't as good either.
Yeah, right. I don't have an issue with the rebounds and assists.
It's not like he's given. No, I'm saying, like, it's not like all of a sudden he's like Magic Johnson out there, like, dishing every ball over to somebody. It's not that. That's not what's happening. The only real difference is, yeah, he is taking fewer shots because he's got a great support staff around him, but he's not shooting well. That's all it really comes down to,
okay,
guys.
Well, so what is it? Is it pressure? Is it defenses focusing on him? Is it just a bad stretch? What is that all about?
I don't like the defense's focusing on him thing because I don't think either of these teams that they've played so far, the Heat or the Cavs, are teams that should be shutting down.
You better hope it's not that, because guess what?
Oh, my God, if you see Minnesota, come on.
Yeah, well, and just guess what? It's playoff basketball. They're going to focus on the best player on the other team. Right. So good luck. If that's his problem, then good luck. If it's just a blip.
It's also not working for these teams who are doing it that way. Like, they're still getting the crap kicked out of them because this team's not the Spurs with Wembanyama in the middle and no one who can shoot from the outside. This is a complete team with a lot of good supporting players.
What I'm
players.
Saying is, if it's just teams are ratcheting up the defense on Tatum and he can't handle it, that's the worst possible answer. If you believe that's what it is, then the Celtics are never going to win.
He's not shooting well.
Okay.
That's the whole answer.
I know.
But Jones, I'm saying there's like other people around who are like, oh, but his rebounds, oh, but his screens, the screens he's setting. When he's the primary screener, look at what it opens up for Derek White and what it does for Jaylen Brown. And when Porzingis is back out there, it's like, okay, well, seriously, like how many times can you remember a championship team with a player in the prime where he's not making the most shots?
Fine. So Arkan came up with a suggestion. Do you have one?
Yeah, I would say Kevin Durant on the Warriors his first year there.
Oh, I thought you had one with the Celtics.
And also with the Celtics, Cedric Maxwell was the Finals MVP. Worthy was an MVP one year, Finals MVP. Joe Dumars with the Bad Boys Pistons probably was.
Okay, so this is too old for you, Mego?
Yes.
Okay, so let me give you some more.
We can't go back 40 years,
Let me give you some more recent ones.
Tony Parker one year with the Spurs instead of Duncan.
Let me give you some more recent
ones. There's other examples.
Okay, Parker's a pretty recent one.
That's a good one.
You know, early career Kobe was not the alpha on that team, so he had to be carried along.
Was he in his prime?
He was not in his prime yet, no. I would say late career Shaq in Miami, not in his prime. He was carried along by Dwayne Wade. Was Garnett in his prime with the Celtics in 2008?
No.
I hate to say this, but he wasn't.
Garnett was the best player all season long, but he wasn't in the finals. And, you know, from a scoring standpoint, Garnett was always kind of a unique player anyway, so maybe it's not a perfect analogy. My answer would be that's very rare. It's exceptionally rare for your best player to be carried. The question is, why isn't he shooting well? And again, is it a blip? Is it defenses stepping up their play? It better not be that. Because teams focusing on Tatum, it's only going to get worse the further you go. If he can't handle that, you're never going to win. So, and I don't think it's just a blip. I don't think it's just six random games. Odds will even out. That's what the science bitches believe. That it'll just all sort itself out and it'll just course correct because he missed the shots now, so he's due to make some shots. I don't think it's that either. I think he's pressing. I think he knows this team needs to win and he is pressing. That's what I think. So he's got to get over that. That's why I think he's struggling. That's why I think he's inefficient. You can weigh in, 617-779-7937. Arkan, why do you think he's struggling?
I think it's a combination of things. I do think that the defense is playing him differently. I think it's a bad plan for these teams to try and do that. But with the Heat, you can say at least they tried the zone first, and then they tried doubling him whenever he got the ball. You saw Cleveland doing that, collapsing on him when he got the ball, and him making good passes. I think that in terms of his shot, there may be a little bit of that. And I thought maybe we'd see once Porzingis went out, we'd see him become more of the focus on the offense and we'd see him bring the ball up more and sort of, you know, call plays for himself and get open and come off screens and things. But it's just, it's not happening. It's not, and it's not really, the offense isn't suffering from it, which is why I'm having sort of a hard time. Like, as bad as he looks out there trying to get his shot going, it's really not much of a detriment for this team. Like, really, against who they're playing right now.
What's the thing Mego sent today from Joe Mazzulla? This is via Jay King. Joe Mazzulla said the Celtics average 1.6 points per possession when Tatum was the screener, which Mazzulla said would be the best offense in the history of the world.
That stuff gets me excited.
Okay.
Yeah, the best in the history of the world.
Okay. I have a feeling it's going to be a little different. A lot of people would have very efficient scoring efforts.
Should they give Jason
against
Tatum
crap-ass Cleveland
a max contract for his screens? I think because if it's the best team in the history of the world, you gotta bring that screener
this
back.
This is what I'm talking about. Can somebody else screen? Like, what are we talking about?
No, so Tatum's just an expensive decoy is what he's saying. How far can they go? Mego already answered this. Mego says they can get to the finals if Tatum keeps playing like this, but they won't win it. How far can they go?
I think they can get to the finals as well. I think there's a chance they could lose in the conference finals if the Knicks go crazy, but I wouldn't bet on it. I'd bet on them losing in the finals. I think a lot of the things Mego said I agree with. I think that the teams in the Western Conference seem to me anyway to be just as motivated and charged up as the Celtics are right now.
Yeah, and wait till SGA starts setting screens.
And yeah, I mean,
then
watch
you're in
out.
Trouble.
Anthony Edwards goes out there, sets a couple of screens, best team in the history.
history of the world.
I mean, those are chiseled screens, though. Those
seriously.
Are, those are, have you seen the commercial, the same Tatum commercial?
Have you noticed the screens look exactly like Michael Jordan's screens he used to set?
I have. They're very Jordan-esque.
It is. I think there's a chance they could also go all the way to Banner 18. We're asking where...
With Tatum playing like that, you think they'll win a title?
I think they could.
That's crazy.
I think they could. If Porzingis comes back and White keeps playing like this and Brown keeps playing well, I think there's a chance of that. I don't think it's out of the question. But I'd say, what would I bet on? I bet on them losing in the finals.
It's not out of the question. I don't think it'll happen.
I don't think it is.
Okay, right. White's not going to hit seven threes. If White's hitting seven threes a night, well, then good. Give him the banner right now.
Right.
But that won't happen. So can they win with Tatum playing like this? Hell no. They won't make the finals with Tatum playing like this. Which is why I think he's going to turn it around.
You don't think they'll make the finals?
No.
They'll lose to New York or Indiana, but probably New York?
I think New York can take them. I think New York can take them down. If Tatum, they need Tatum to elevate to get to a finals. You're not just going to waltz to a finals, led by Jalen Brown, led by Derek White.
Jalen Brown was really good, though.
Okay, he was for last night against a trash-ass Cleveland team that I told you was a trash-ass Cleveland team. And so, no,
it's a trash-ass conference, really.
I'm saying. That's why I think they'll get out of the East.
Okay. I think the Knicks are pretty good. I think you guys are shortchanging the Knicks. So
don't say that to Arcan
listen,
about
I'm Jalen Brunson. Okay. Jalen Brunson's number one fan, but there's other – rest of that team's not
they
great.
They should beat the Knicks, but Tatum needs to elevate his play to do it. And I think he will. I'm not saying the Knicks are going to beat them. But if Tatum keeps playing like he has the first 40% and 25% from three – yeah, they'll lose to the Knicks if he keeps doing that.
You talk about a one-man team in Cleveland. I mean, come on. I like Josh Hart and Dante DiVincenzo as much as the next guy, but that's a one-man team right there,
oh,
too.
I disagree.
I think so.
Way disagree.
Okay, but the one man is also better than Donovan
right,
Mitchell.
And,
that's true.
I mean, the one man... I
agree with that.
The one man's better than Tatum, the way he's playing right. The mm-hmm. one man might be the best man in the playoffs. 617-779-7937.
Is playoff Jason a thing?
Nah.
It is definitely not. Not so far, it's not. You can vote. How far can the Celtics go without a better performance from Jason Tatum? Now, this is not just a criticism in Boston, okay? You want some national commentary on Jason Tatum? I'm sure you do. This is Stephen A. this morning on First Take.
When you look at the success that the Boston Celtics have had and you anticipate the return of Kristaps Porzingis, nothing less than a championship is going to be acceptable. And nothing less than greatness is going to be expected from Jason Tatum. Especially when we see guys younger than him putting their greatness on display. You cannot struggle and not answer the call to a point where it's going to cost you a championship. You can do it now because we know you're going to beat Cleveland. We can do that. Just like we knew you're going to win your first round series. Just like we expect you to beat Indiana or New York in the conference finals. Yeah, that's fine. But we all know that the powers in the West this year, in terms of the level of parity that exists because of the inordinate amount of teams that were considered championship contenders. You, Jason Tatum, you cannot be the reason this team doesn't capture the chip. You got to play better, and everybody knows that.
And this is why I think he's pressing. He knows he's the guy. He knows this is the year. So he's pressing. That's what I think is going on. Why is Tatum struggling? Do you think he's struggling? Maybe he's just deferring. He's just being a good teammate. And deferring to his pals.
And missing all his threes.
Yeah. You can weigh in. Yeah,
for his teammates.
He meant to miss all five of those threes last night. Exactly. For his teammates. You can jump in on the phone. 617-779-7937. We'll be talking to the manager of the Boston Red Sox, Alex Cora. Makes his weekly appearance Wednesday at 2:30. So that comes your way about 15 minutes from now. Mark it down. It'll be live on the Odyssey app. In the meantime, let's take some phone calls. A lot of you waiting patiently, including Dean in Salem. Go ahead, Dean.
Hey, how are you guys?
Excellent.
Hey, this is the first time I've ever called in. Arcan, I used to listen to your night show. It was awesome.
Thanks, Dean. The one here on EEI.
Yes. He used to keep me entertained for years. But
best
yes,
night show in the history of Boston radio, people said. Yes.
You were the man. You were talking about one time you went to Mexico.
Yeah.
And the whole time you were drinking.
That's right.
Wow. That's a very unique story he was telling. He went to Mexico and got hammered. Wow. What's your point on the Celtics, Dean?
A while ago.
But anyway, let's talk about Tatum. Yeah, Jones, you may be right. They may not be able to win all the way with him playing like that. But haven't you noticed in the playoffs, he always supposedly doesn't shoot as well. Like last year, for instance.
Yeah, no, this is why they haven't won. This is why Tatum needs to step up. This is why if Tatum wants to be considered a true superstar and wants to be considered one of the greats, he needs to play better. And Mego's point is a good one. He's not going to get dragged along by a team. Most true superstars don't. They lead their teams to championships. Mark's in Connecticut. Go ahead, Mark.
That's why the true superstar is Jaylen Brown, because he can do it all. He can drive the hoop. He can shoot. He does it all. Tatum is not the superstar on this team, and I've had this conflict with everybody, and a lot of people agree with me. I think it's Brown's team and not Tatum's team.
Okay. If they win, Brown keeps playing like he did last night. Maybe not all the specific numbers, but Brown's playing like last night. He's the best player on the team, and he leads them to a title. But we look at it differently. And Tatum keeps playing like this. They win with Tatum performing as he is, and Brown leads them to a title. We look at it differently.
Absolutely.
We should.
Absolutely, you should. I do want to say something to Dean's call, Arcan's number one oldest fan. He said that Tatum never shoots well in the finals, playoffs. This is the worst he's ever shot. Like, I'm looking at his playoff stats right now. His efficient field goal percentage is literally the worst going back to 2017, 2018. It's the worst.
Definitely the worst three-point shooting. 25% is definitely the worst.
Overall, anywhere from the floor. Behind the arc, on the floor, this is the worst he's ever shot.
Now, look, he was terrible in that Philly series last year. He woke up in the fourth quarter of Game 6 and had a great Game 7. So we've seen him do this before. He just needs to do it soon. That'd be my point. Can I hear Cowherd? I know Ryan loves to play this. Cowherd ranked the top players in the NBA playoffs. How far do we got to get to Jason Tatum? Let's hear it.
Here's my 10 best players. So Luka would be number one. He's nearly averaging a 30-point triple-double.
Good game for him, Leslie.
Okay. So he's number one. Number two is Jokic. He's nearly averaging a triple-double, and he leads the playoffs in rebounds and assists.
Loves triple-doubles.
Number three would be Ant Edwards, certainly the most watchable player.
Auntie.
The only player averaging 30-plus on at least 50% shooting in the playoffs. So his efficiency has really clicked against better teams. That's a great sign. Number four, Jalen Brunson. He leads the NBA in scoring. His first step is so fast.
To die for.
The highest usage rate by anybody in the playoffs. So big minutes, big production. Number five would be Donovan Mitchell, who was second in points scored to Brunson and second to Brunson in usage minute. Six. I would get to Jason Tatum. Hmm. He's the third leading scorer in the playoffs, and he also leads the Celtics in rebounds and plus minus.
Okay. He's the third leading scorer in the playoffs?
I think he means on his
own.
On the Celtics.
Is, yeah.
Okay, thank you. I was going to say, he can't be the third leading scorer
definitely
in the playoffs.
Definitely not in the playoffs. Yeah.
And
so he has him sixth. He has Brown 10, by the way.
He's tied for 21st in the playoffs.
I'm not going to make you listen anymore. That Brown is 10, just FYI. Mm-hmm. Kyrie was in there somewhere. Jamal Murray was in there somewhere. I forget who else he had on that list. Sixth. Honestly, feels high.
Did he say Gildas Alexander?
He did not. I think Gildas Alexander was right after him.
Okay, well, all right.
That's interesting.
He's playing a lot better than Tatum so far.
So, look, I don't think, I think if anything, that's kind to Tatum. And that's kind to, or at least relying on what he's been and not how he's played through these first six games.
Definitely.
So you can jump in on all this. 617-779-7937. Do you agree? Tatum's struggling. Not all of you do. He's just taking a back seat to his teammates, missing threes on purpose, like Arcan said. And how far can they go with more performances like this? Will they lose to the Cavs? Will they lose in the Eastern Conference Final? Will they lose in the finals? Or all the way to Banner 18? Even with Tatum playing this way. We'll get to your phone calls coming up. We also have the manager of the Boston Red Sox, Alex Cora. He joins us less than 10 minutes from now at 2:30. We'll get to him right after Trending with Arcan.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.